Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zerez. Book an appointment today with Zerez, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. First, I've been telling these guys Happy Father's Day all day today, and we have three dogs, so I got to make sure to say Happy Father's Day to you as well, baby Han, Chewy, and Nora. I know they're very thankful that you are the nonstop provider of all the treats.
Well, I know they appreciate that, and I appreciate them sleeping through this call, hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
Well, getting into the Braves, we've got the Rockies in town tonight. We're 29-38. They're 13-55. We know how this season has been going, though, Grant. What are you expecting out of this series?
Well, I think if there was ever a get-right series for the Braves or a momentum builder series for the Braves, I mean, you can't hand-pick a better opponent. I mean, this is, and Mark will appreciate this, since we're talking about movies and sequels and movies that got a lot of sequels, and Rocky, when Mickey tells Rocky the guys he's been fighting are just a tomato. Well, this is that. This is Spider Rico. This is who the Braves are facing right now. So I will be intrigued to see what version of the Braves offense shows up, because goodness knows, when we saw them in Coors Field, I did not have a three-game series with zero home runs on my list of things I expected from that series. Now, they did take two of three. The disappointment of dropping a Chris Sale start in the finale was, I think, a bitter pill. Even though you won that series, you needed more out of it. So the Braves, they don't need to leave anything on the table this weekend. They need to run the table, sweep this series, and get some momentum, because they've got some very big games coming up.
Hey, well, granted, it all starts with Bryce Elder for me, and you know, he was phenomenal as last time out. Some people don't believe in him. I'm not going to name names, Mark Zeno. But, you know, what is – I think Elder's job as a fifth starter, or him and Grant Holmes, that kind of the fourth, fifth role, is a quality start. That should be the goal. Six innings, three earned runs, that should be it. Now, with the offense that we should have, that should be enough. But what has been the difference this year for Elder? Because he is not a strikeout pitcher, and he struck out 12 in a lineup that's pretty freaking good last time I checked in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I think refinement has been kind of what his focus has been this year. And when I talked to him probably about a month ago or so, you know, I asked him, you know, last year going up and down between AAA and the majors and not really knowing where you're going to be pitching every fifth day, that had to be a little disruptive. And he said, yeah, I mean, it was, but I felt like every time I went out there, I was just chasing the results I had in 2023. And so I think he's done a nice job of saying, okay, well, I had success before and that's good. I know I can do it. Now more of the question, rather than, well, how am I going to do it again? How do I get back there? Is what things can I change, and what adjustments to my arsenal, to my location, to my execution of pitches or game planning, all of the above, those are the things that he needed to focus on. I think being more present is probably the way we'd refer to it, you know, outside of all of that, outside of baseball. And I think he's done a really good job of it. And the Braves have needed every little bit of help they can get in the starting rotation, because some of these plans have obviously gone sideways. You lose Ronaldo Lopez. You don't have Max Fried. You don't have Charlie Morton anymore. We knew that coming to camp, though. And then you lose A.J. Smith-Shawver here in season. So everybody's got to step up. I'm sure we'll talk about Spencer Strider, who is still working his way back to refine and regain his form. So when you get this from Bryce Elder, when you get this kind of stuff from Grant Holmes, a little bit goes a long way. And I think they've done a great job of just fortifying the rotation.
Grant, Spider Rico's a bum. Just remember that. Nonetheless, what's been bum is the Braves offense as they've gone through the better part of this season. Like, you get Germán Marquez tonight. His ERA is over 7. You get one of the league's worst bullpens. I know you just want to win the game, but for crying out loud, can you like put up 6 or 7 runs tonight and just make us feel good?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, obviously. They did it a couple of times in Milwaukee, which gives you a little more hope, because clearly Milwaukee's pitching staff and overall operation is giving them a little bit better results than they're finding out in Colorado. So I think you could use it big time. I mean, the guy that's lighting the fire and that can do that is Ronald Acuna Jr. I think he's played tremendously since coming back. I would not have guessed that the Braves record would be as dreadful as it is. It has nothing to do with Ronald. He's playing like a superstar. So I said this on social media. If we were wondering what version of Ronald Acuna Jr. was coming back from this, I think we know that his second knee surgery, maybe he learned a lot from the first one, and the Braves and Ronald also took their time as well. So as far as the offense is concerned, it's got its catalyst back. Now you just need to see the Austin Rileys, the Matt Olsons, the Ozzie Albies, the Sean Murphys, the Michael Harrises, and on down the line. Even Marcelo Ozuna, who's cooled off quite a bit from the power and run production department. Get those guys going. Get 3 or 4 of them going in a row and stack them in that lineup and see if you can't run into a crooked number, because it should not be asking too much when you consider the talent that you've got and the things that they've done in the past.
It's the morning shift, and we are talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter and insider, Grant McCauley. Grant, Spencer Schwellenbach was phenomenal the other day, pitched a complete game. Do you see this happening again this season, or is this more so a move about giving the bullpen a break for a couple of days?
I think it's served a couple of different roles, and we know now, just based on the last 10 to 20 years, that the complete game in Major League Baseball is just flat out not valued by clubs as they build their pitching staff. They believe that they can get starters to go 5, 6, maybe 7 innings, and then mix and match with 7 to 8 relievers. And as those parts break, they just put a new one in the bullpen. And that those guys are throwing harder than ever with nastier breaking stuff than ever. So I can understand making opposing offenses face as many different arms as possible on a given night. So that's the strategy part of it that we're seeing that has led to the complete game disappearing. That being said, there is a time and a place for one, and his start against Milwaukee was both the time and the place for that. He managed his pitch count masterfully. He was piling up strikeouts, as he does. He was staying in the strike zone, as he does, and that lends itself to the possibility that, you know, a couple of complete games from him each year shouldn't be out of the realm. And also, I would think that, you know, the benefit that you get of having that complete game right before an off day allows you to reset that bullpen a little bit more and have it ready for this weekend. And I think more importantly, what could be a pretty big homestand with the Mets rolling in right after the Rockies.
Hey, Grant, Matt Olson is, Allie, did I add the T in there? I don't know.
I didn't hear the T that time.
You're clear.
Thank you. I'm making a conscious effort now, thanks to the first lady of baseball in this city, to get his name absolutely correct. But look, I feel like he's one of the more underappreciated players in recent history for the Braves. No, he doesn't hit 320 with an on-base percentage of 430, but he's a 30-homer, 100 RBI guy. He's on seemingly on pace right now, close to that. He's got a 350 on-base percentage almost. He's been pretty steady and the best player on this team, really, through and through. Like, what? What's the deal? Like, is it just because it's Freddie, or do we just not really see how consistent he really is, and how he's probably, what, the third best first baseman in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at Matt Olson, I've almost gotten to the point where I try to just put him in his own category and not get into the Freddie Freeman of it all, because people are going to be in their feelings about that, and I understand it, and I'm not even going to spend any time explaining to them why they should be happier with the version of what they have now than the version that walked out the door and signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The circumstances certainly add into that. We know it all. We've covered all of that. Matt Olson himself, though, I do think that the one thing that really gets people, I guess, maybe underappreciating him is that he is not as consistent hitting-wise as the previous guy or even some other players, maybe even in this Braves lineup. There are peaks and there are valleys in the Matt Olson season, and I know that he would like it to be much more consistent than it is, but when you look at the aggregate and the body of work every year, that 30 and 100, that's meaningful. The Gold Glove caliber defense that he plays is meaningful. You just want to see as much consistency as possible. And I wouldn't just put it all on Matt Olson either. I know that's kind of popular to pin it on one guy or two guys, but there's plenty to go around when it comes to needing to find consistency in this lineup. But he was the guy that followed the other guy. And so I think the shoes have been pretty big. I think he's done a pretty nice job of following those. But people, they don't necessarily like change. And that's not breaking news here. They just want to see the consistency, and I think Matt Olson would like to see that as well, and the Braves could certainly use it in the middle of their lineup because that is one of the biggest bats in the National League, and that's not even debatable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and that change is a few years in now. And so Braves have a huge hole to dig out of. Hopefully they kick that off tonight when they welcome Orlando Arcia and the Rockies to town. Grant, where can we catch From the Diamond this weekend?
You can catch me on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game from 5 to 7. We will cover what is hopefully a very good and profitable weekend for the Braves, and I mean that on the field, off the field. I guess they can sort that out as well. With a sweep against the Rockies they very much need, and we'll also cover all the other big stories from around Major League Baseball. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, right here on 92.9 The Game from 5 to 7 on Sunday and on the Odyssey app.
Great. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
That's Grant McCauley, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider / splits a mortgage with me. We appreciate the insights. You can find him
on... You co-parent with him, Allie.
We do co-parent.
Splits a mortgage with me. Such a convenient way to put it.
Find him on X or Twitter at Grant McCauley. And coming up, we do have one final check of Bo's tailgate at home. He is making balls, and we've got a life of squid.
That is the sausage variety.
Hey, yo.
One former NFL star could be in a lot of trouble. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and...
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.